Which number was that?
Nothing like living in the herd.
See, now that's great. Your life makes sense to you. What's so funny?
You city folk, you worry about a lot of shit.
Shit?
Yeah.
My wife basically told me she doesn't want me around.
She read it.
I'm just saying.
How old are you? 38.
39.
Yeah. You all come up here about the same age, same problems. Spend about 50. You all come up here about the same age, same problems. Spend about 50 weeks a year getting knots in your rope, and then you think 2 weeks up here will end time for you. None of you get it. Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one.
And the second it's over, she's gonna get back into her spaceship and fly away for eternity. Did you do it?
You're right, Ed.
And the second it's over, she's gonna get back into her spaceship.
Thank you.
Birthday today, and I think that she needs to come forward.
Yeah, I think she does.
Cousin Leanne, they need to come forward. What do you think we ought to make Leanne do? Jacqueline, you come up and join her since your birthday was yesterday.
Now you need to stand where people can see you.
All right. I'm a little teapot. I think that would be great. Let's all give him a round of applause. Woo-hoo! I'll start you off. I'm a little teapot. Now, here is my handle, here is my spout. When I steamed up, then tip me over and pour me out. Y'all have no fun. All right, let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So how old are you? 20? I'm kidding.
We're going to begin tonight with Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. If everyone will please stand, if you are able.
Open the eyes of my heart. We'll be right back.
is in you, Lord. Some of you may be familiar with. Others, this may be a new song. We will sing the chorus, the verse, the chorus, the verse, and the chorus again.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, in you. I will praise you with all of my heart. I will praise you with all of my strength.
Through the first time, and then we will all join in. If you aren't able to stand at this time, you may sit down, but we always sing so much better and we pray so much more with our voices and our hearts when we are standing.
To him who sits on the throne and down to the Lord. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. To him who you are so merciful and so great. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. We ask you, please,
all in our lives. Don't let us go astray in our own ways. We want to praise you. We know that that's not you who needs the worship. It's us who desperately needs these moments of worship now. So we could abide in you and remember you, think about you. Please bless our hearts today. All consuming fire, in my heart's desire, and I let you do what you want. You are my meditation and my consolation. And I love you dearly, dearly, I'm
if you've ever been to one of our youth meetings, you know, I'd like to incorporate everyone into the lesson and either helping with reading or all kinds of stuff. So our scripture lesson is also printed on the back of your, it may be upside down, but it is printed on the back of your bulletin. And whether you would read from there or read from your Bible, is there someone that would like to read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 11? Tommy, thank you.
The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor, at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets, and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
Thank you, Tommy. The writer of Ecclesiastes, also known as the teacher, and as I started my research for tonight, I found that most scholars believe that this was written by King Solomon. And then some scholars said, well, we don't know. They knew it was a king of Jerusalem, but they're not exactly sure. So we're just going to call whoever wrote Ecclesiastes, the teacher. But the teacher goes on through several chapters talking about the meaninglessness of the things that we hold so dear. Wisdom, pleasures, riches, advancement, our jobs, our work. The writer also, he spends a great deal of time talking about how work is meaningless. And I was going to show a clip, video clip tonight, but it not all the language was appropriate in the clip, so I got censored. But if you kind of, for those of you that haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry, but for those of you that have, who here has seen City Slickers 1 with Billy Crystal? Okay, all right, cool. See, Travis? It is a real movie. Okay, all right. He was like, I've never heard of that. All right. Billy Crystal's character and Jack Palance's character are driving through the desert. They're driving a herd of cattle. And Jack Palance turns to Billy Crystal and says, you know, you spend all this time working. For what? You work for 50 weeks out of the year. For what? For 2 weeks and you try to unwind. And he's like, you know, life is all about one thing. And Billy Crystal says, your finger? And he says, no, it's one thing. And without it, your life is meaningless. Just like the writer of Ecclesiastes says, life, basically, life is meaningless. Unless you have one thing. Unless you have God in your life. And without God in your life, life is meaningless. If
you'll turn with me in your Bibles in your pew, I didn't print this one out for you. To Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Follow with me. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease because they are few. And those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the streets are closed and the sound of grinding fades. And when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. When men are afraid of heights and dangers in the streets, and when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along, and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home, and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring. Or the wheel broken at the well, or the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God whom gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books, there is no end. And much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or it is evil. The teacher of Ecclesiastes looks at wisdom and pleasure and work and the power and the riches and religion, just to name a few. And all of these have some value and are useful in the proper time and place, but they only have a lasting value if God is at the center of man's life. And without God, the teacher says that everything is meaningless. When a person begins to grow spiritually, he or she realizes that the formal ways of life and the world view resulting from them no longer suffice for a new manner of living which has come to birth. And for those of you that have dedicated your life to Christ, there is a new way of looking at things, looking at life. And that is that what we had once held so dear in our hearts sometimes are no longer considered to be that precious. The book of Ecclesiastes and the teacher here clearly speaks to that realization. If anyone ever asks you, what is the meaning of life? You can say, I know. I know what it is. I know what that one thing is. It's to serve the Lord. It's to fear God. It's to keep His commandments. Because without it, everything is meaningless. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for bringing meaning to our life. We know that without You, work is meaningless. Our possessions are meaningless. Our wisdom is meaningless. The knowledge that we gain every day is worthless without You. Help us not only to take that message to heart, but that we can share it with others. And as we go into our time of meditative prayer, we'll listen to the song by Duke Ellington called "Ain't Nobody Nothing." Ain't nobody never nothing without God.
Nobody crazy, nobody sane, nobody short, nobody long, nobody plays or sings a song. Ain't nobody nowhere, nothing without God. Ain't nobody nowhere, nothing without God. No rich, no poor, nobody next door. No apple, no corn, no cook, no raw. No gold, no horn, no gain, no score. Nothing living, nothing to live for. Ain't nobody nowhere, nothing without God. Ain't nobody nowhere, nothing without God. Without God's blessing, nothing will be with you. Without God's blessing, nothing will suit you, no. Ain't nobody nowhere without God. Ain't nobody nothing nowhere without God. The life you live and you love, it's creeping on the orderly. You have no right to give or take it. It belongs to the Father's peace. Ain't nobody nowhere nothing without God. Ain't nobody nowhere nothing without God. No sun, no moon, no home, no tomb. No wake, no sleep, no faith to keep. No young, no old, no body, no soul. No flowers, no weed, no apple, no seed. No sight, no blind, no axe to grind. No bitter, no sweet, no food to eat. No here, no there, no clothes to wear. No rain, no shine, no yours, not mine. Ain't nobody nowhere, nothing without God. Ain't nobody nowhere, nothing without God. One more word before I am dismissed. If you don't believe in God, then brother, you don't exist.
All stand with me as we sing "Above All." may be seated. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? Where is she from?
Martin.
Do you know her last name? That's Matt Niren. And what branch of the military is he going into? Are there any other prayer requests? One that was brought to my attention, I don't know, it may have been placed on the church prayer list, but Angie Miller, her sister, Nikki Stout, who also attends here, but because due to her job she's not able to every Sunday, is expecting, but she's having some complications. So just please pray for her and whatever God's will be. Are there any others? If you'll join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for bringing meaning to our life. And we just, tonight, we praise and honor your name. But we also have heavy hearts and concerns on our hearts. We just ask that in each situation, even though it's so hard to sometimes accept, that your will be done and that your hand be on each heart. Please be with Evelyn Bennett and Jean Samples and Madison Fagan and Dylan and Pete Franciscan and Matt Niren, Nikki Stout and the baby. And we also just ask for continued growth and outreach through this service, and we just thank you for allowing us to come and worship you and to honor you and to give glory to your name. In your son's name, amen. Our last song tonight was requested based on Brother Larry's sermon this Sunday. So if you all stand and join with me, we're going to sing Peace Like a River. You want to do the hand motions? You can.
I've got peace like a river, peace like a river. I've got peace like a river, peace like a river.
lobby. If anyone would like to give the devotion each week, remember we do we take lay speakers each week. If you feel so inspired, if not, I may be calling you. And then, but if you feel so inspired, please sign up. And if you have any requests for songs, just see myself or Sveta. Good night.